Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Rachel. I think our last recommendations was a big hit. So we're going to start doing this monthly.
Yes. Okay. People asked for more recs. So we're going to turn this into a monthly recommendation episode.
Conversation. Yes. That sounds good. I'm trying to figure out what the catch will be. Is it going to be skip it or, you know, watch it, stream it? What is it going to be? You know, or are we going to give it, a
stream it? I like that.
Stream it. Or is it going to be a percentage, like, you know, a top, you know, from 0 to 10 or 0 to 4?
We'll have a meter.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this much. I activated comments on our website just specifically for this to see if anybody has anything to say. So they'll be active on these on certain episodes on our website. So you can go on there and give us your feedback and tell us what you think. And we'll keep adding to it if we have, like we did last time, certain things that we thought about or saw after the episode aired, we added them to it and gave our thoughts about them. For example, True Detective.
Yes.
We both wanted to talk about how I'm going to say skip it, True Detective.
You're going to say skip it? Well, I have to say, don't skip it.
Okay. And why do you say, just because because Jodie Foster is so wonderful. That's it.
Well, right? Not just Jodie Foster, also her partner was so wonderful as well.
Great acting. But
great acting, phenomenal acting, ridiculous story, but love the final
terrible
episode. Yeah.
I mean, terrible. Okay. So we'll move past that. But that, so we agree.
Yes.
But we disagree. But
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Thanks to our last recommendation episode, my friend and now your friend, Brooke Wurst, made a recommendation to me. So that's what my next recommendation is of our listeners.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. And let's hear what you have agreed with Brooke with.
Oh my goodness. Everyone right now, go stream this show on Amazon Prime. It is called Deadlock. Okay.
Okay.
It is an Australian show. It takes place in Tasmania, and it is a dark comedy murder mystery. It is ridiculously clever, hilarious. It is so good. I took some notes because I want to be able to sell this appropriately.
Okay. All right. Let's hear your notes.
Credit where credit is due. So it's by Kate McLennan and Kate McCartney, the Kates, is completely addictive in its send-ups of gendered stereotypes and twists on them. You'll be guessing who done it until the end. You will not know. Every episode, you'll be like, oh my God, I think I know who did it. And you'll be wrong. So
that sounds great.
It's really, really good. Basically, you're going to see it's like a turf war between like old school male rugby players and then this new influx of lesbians that are bringing like performance art and gourmet dining, as well as the indigenous inhabitants and then the white settler families who colonized the land.
Wow.
It has all of that, yet it's hysterically funny and also dark and moody, and the characters are outrageous and amazing. I cannot say enough about it. I laughed out loud, like fully. And it wasn't just me that laughed out loud.
That's not actually a hard thing to do for you.
Okay,
because
I know. True.
You're pretty much a laugher, which is one of the best things about you. But yes, I believe.
Brooke laughed out loud. That's harder. And Bill laughed out loud multiple times.
Okay.
So I think, and he's harder to make laugh out loud.
That's actually a really good kind of obscure recommendation. I love that. That
Deadlock.
Is very okay. It's on the list. I will 100%. You sold it for me.
Thanks. Woo.
Okay. What else do you have?
Okay. The other thing I have to recommend strongly is a podcast. I'm going to give another podcast shout out. It's by Brazen, and it's called The Sound. The Mystery of the Havana Syndrome. And I have idea how I got to this podcast. I don't even know.
That story is fascinating. I've read a bunch of stuff on it. And
right?
It's so deep state.
It is. And, you know, normally I'm not like someone who is interested in conspiracy theories and all of that. But the journalist Nikki Wolf investigates the theories behind this so-called Havana mm-hmm. syndrome. And his first podcast was he investigates the whole QAnon stuff. Mm-hmm. So that would not be in my wheelhouse to listen to. So basically, for people who are not familiar with this, quote, Havana syndrome, in 2016, American diplomats in the newly opened embassy in Havana, Cuba, start to get ill, and they have like cognitive difficulties, nosebleeds, headaches, basically symptoms of a concussion without ever getting a head trauma. So they were kind of calling it the immaculate concussion. But it's because they all heard this kind of crazy mechanical sound. Every episode is so interesting because he's investigating what actually happened. Is it psychogenic, like the power of suggestion, like that, you know, once it goes public, all these people from 30 cases, it goes to like 5,000 cases all around the world. Is it a sonic energy weapon? The CIA and the FBI do not agree on anything. And it's so fascinating. You get to hear the sound because he has recordings of it. He goes to Havana. He goes and meets with people who have had these symptoms and goes to meet with doctors who have done MRIs on people who have. Mm-hmm. It is fascinating. I really highly recommend it. It's a very well-produced podcast.
I will listen to that. And it's completely in my wheelhouse as of late. I mean, mm-hmm. But yes, that sounds great.
It's called The Sound.
The Sound.
Mystery of Havana Syndrome. Okay, Jeanette, you go.
I have a few things to talk about. First, I'll go ahead and jump in since you did like the conspiracy stuff. That's been on my radar lately. I'm not necessarily 100% recommending them, but one, the book called Chaos. It's about the Charles Manson murders, and it goes back and takes a look at it. And then you start to realize that it's got tentacles, and it may not be as it appears, and it may be much more going on there than you ever thought, right? And it is fascinating. And I'm kind of I'm on chapter 6 of it, and it is riveting, and it is kind of upsetting because you think, wow, a lot of stuff that we think is real thought was true. There's so much more to it. And I say that because there's another very popular show right now out that I took a watch to and binged it. It's okay made, but it also leads in the States to the American Conspiracy, the Octopus Murders. It's on Netflix.
I have not heard of that.
Okay. It's like number one, right? Oh. And I was like, why is this number one?
And I have no clue.
Why is this number one? And so I was like, okay, well, let me just see. At least it's numbered on one and my, you know, what they tell me is supposed to be number one. Anyway, and it's a short, you know, like it's just one season, like it's not going to go on. And it's about this guy, Danny, who tapped into a stealing of some software back in the 70s, and the government wanted it. And then all of a sudden it just seemed like it was a simple thing. And it turns out to have like octopus arms of like, it is so confounding what is going on. It's like The Sound. It's why is George Senior, the president, involved? Why is, you know, like what's going on? It makes you really question, you know, things that you thought were real that are different. So I recommend both of them, but that book and watching that show, The Sound, if you really want to go deep into some conspiracy stuff that might actually be true, you know?
Right.
So aside from that, I want to recommend a show that's out right now that I wasn't sure that I was going to like. And it took pretty much this last episode that aired last night for me to say, watch it. Okay. Oh, and it's Constellation. Okay. It's on Apple TV.
Okay.
Okay. So it's kind of like, did you watch Severance?
Yes. I liked Severance.
Where in the beginning you weren't sure if you were going to really like it. And then as it progressed, you're like, wait,
Oh,
I'm kind of into this. What is going on? And then you start to piece it together and you're like, oh, okay. So constellation is Naomi or Noomi. Okay, I don't know how to say her name. Her Joe, she's a Swedish actress, the main actress. It's all about space. And they're out on in a space station and something goes wrong. And they're also doing a quantum physics experiment up there in space. And because of this experiment, the world becomes not what you think it is anymore. And an accident happens and they come back to Earth and the world is just different. Right. And you just don't, it's taking, like Stephen King, like commented that he thought it was excellent. It's a spooky, scary kind of thing. And the acting of the girl, there's a girl, her name's Alice. The daughter is such a good actress. She's British. She's so good. She really sells you on like her confusion of what's happening. Highly recommend if you're a sci-fi person. And if you like kind of, but the problem, I'm going to tell you the problem with Apple TV. If you do, you have Apple TV, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the worst streaming service. It jams up all the time and has like technical problems, which is so weird because it's Apple.
Right.
And there was a couple of times where I was watching it, not a couple of times.
And I think
times.
Their interface is terrible.
It's terrible. You're like, how do I go full screen? How do I go full? Okay. Every other streaming service has it right there on the screen. Just go big. You have to go to like, you know,
it's ridiculous. I agree with you. It's ridiculous.
I don't understand it. So anyway, but what
happened, all their energy into the phone.
So she there's a point in which she's trying to make a connection to Houston. Right. And it's like a broke up connection and it froze and you could hear her talking. And I was like, wow, this is really cool how they like just paused everything. You know, like you just, you're like, you thought it was like a creative choice, but then it just kept happening. And I was like, oh, it's Apple.
It's not a creative choice. Dear Apple.
And then creators, you might want to use this technique, but limit it.
Yeah. Just, you know,
but anyway,
use it sparingly.
You know, the guy that was in Breaking Bad, what's his name? Jonathan Banks, I think it is. He's in it. He's kind of a little weird in it, but I would say that that is a stream it, but you may not realize why I say that for a while. And then you'll be like, oh yes. Okay. So that's that recommendation. And then
Constellation.
Okay. The rest of mine are skip it's.
All right. Let's skip it.
Okay. The regime with Kate Winslet.
Oh my God. I was so disappointed by that first episode. I was like, I've only seen one episode.
I couldn't even get through the episode. I was like, what? I'm like so.
And I'm obsessed with Kate. I love her.
She's so good. But it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just like, what is
it? It was a horrible, horrible first episode. And I'm like, do I even want to give it another chance?
No. I couldn't. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's like, I get you want to be a farce, but it's not even funny. And I don't understand. I mean, we may get hate for this, but I don't get
think
it.
So. I think people, it's pretty obvious something's askew with the way that they stylizing that they did of it. It's something's going on there that's just not, you can't hang on.
Didn't work.
I know. Okay. So that was the one. Okay. So Shogun. Okay.
Oh, really? It's not good?
It is. Okay. And I'm still with it. But I turned so in the beginning, I'm so in it. I love the Shogunate, you know, history, and it's based on truth, you know, pretty much it really happens this way. And it's interesting and it's really good. But the last episode started to have a love interest and it started to wane a little because I'm not so interested in the love interest parts of this stuff. So I'm kind of like a hanging on, and I love that it's all in Japanese.
Yes.
That's really good. Okay.
Yes.
Which leads me to this next skim it, maybe skip it, which is the new look. Okay. The new look is...
I've heard of it.
It's on Apple TV, and the title of it is wrong because it's like, it's really kind of about the Nazi occupation of France and Dior and Chanel, how they navigated it, you know, and what went down there. And it's all in English, which is really weird because Juliette Binoche is in it. And it's like, and she's French, but she plays Chanel and she is speaking all in English, but everybody has a French accent. You know, it's like, it's weird. Yeah. Like, right. So it's an interesting story. It's kind of fascinating to go into that world and everything, but it's sluggy. It has problems. I don't know. It's like a skim it, you know. Something's interesting, but it drags a little. So that's that. And then I think that is my recommendations. That's pretty much it for now.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I love also Juliette Binoche. I think she's amazing, but I remember seeing a preview for that and just thinking, huh? So I didn't start it.
Well, I can tell you, I didn't know that history of Chanel and or Dior. I just don't know the history.
Yeah.
And Chanel doesn't come off really well.
Oh, historically, she shouldn't come off well.
Yeah. She doesn't come off well. I mean, you're impressed with her, you know, as being what she achieved, but
it's problematic.
Problematic. Dior comes off really well. You're like, I like Dior. Dior's a nice guy. Yeah. So anyway, so those are our recommendations for this month. Take a listen. And, you know, there are a bunch of other things that we might put on there on the website. So take a look at that and let us know your thoughts.
Yep. And enjoy the warming weather and the early spring.
Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody. This podcast is produced by Rachel Martens and Jeanette Afsharian. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We hope you share this pod with your friends and family and let us know what you think. Check out our website at lostinjersey.site. And don't forget to get lost.